Say What Podcast is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard.
You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios,
speak and be heard.
This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communication experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and a wide format printing for signs as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468.
Hey, it's Janessa.
And I'm Katie.
And this is
Say What?
Hey guys, I'm back, but today Katie is not with us. So I brought in a special guest. She's like the OG of LV, so Laverne's where I'm from. And she's also my mom. My sister and I kind of designate her as the multitasker extraordinaire. This woman, I don't even know how she does the things she does. She's literally like super mom on steroids. She's our biggest cheerleader and our number one supporter. So if you know my mom, you know that she makes everything look really easy all the time. And she always looks cute doing it. So she's here with me and we're going to play like a little Q&A fun game. Are you ready, mom?
I'm ready.
Okay. So as a parent, I have three kids that are all very different. And my sister and I have, we both have boys and they're both very different. But we want to know how you parent two totally different personality kids. Because, you know, Janelle and I grew up in the same house, but we're two totally different people.
I think you have to be super organized, first of all. I think
I'm screwed.
At least for me. I'm super anal, and I like things to be very structured and very organized. So having two girls that are completely different, Janelle being kind of a handful when she was younger, but easier when she got older, and you, Janessa, being easy when you're younger and a challenge as a teenager, and I think you already talked about that in your podcast, but I just felt like they each have their own personality and you just have to adapt to that. It's not easy. It isn't easy being a mom and working full time and juggling their activities, but you just make it work. You do. You just make it work.
Yeah. She makes everything look easy. Like again, I said,
it's not easy. It really isn't easy. And I tell all the moms that are out there working, I feel for all the moms out there working with their kids and going through teenage years. And as I see my daughters both handling and juggling their jobs and these little boys that are kind of a challenge.
And just high energy.
Yeah. And my grandsons have completely different personalities. And they kind of are flipping personalities because Saxon, my younger daughters, used to be a kind of a handful when he was little, kind of a little whiny. And Aston was easier, Janessa's son, and now it's flipped. So Aston's kind of being a little bit of a bully lately.
Yep.
And Saxon's a little bit easier. So, and then there's Gianna, my granddaughter, the oldest. She's 10, and she's very sweet, very kind, very thoughtful, but a little emotional.
Yeah.
So it's not easy. So I give kudos to all those working moms with these kids.
Yeah, I don't even know what else to say to that because, you know, I think, too, it's like you always try to balance and make sure that everything's equal. I am not good at that, but you are always like everything's always equal. If you get this, you get this. We spend the same amount of money at Christmas. And I try to do that, but you were like to the penny. Yep. Everything is the same.
I mean, even growing up when they were in school, because one went away to college, Janessa and Janelle, our youngest, she didn't. She stayed at home. So it's kind of like, okay, well, I paid for one and she went to college and we paid for dorms and all that, but we didn't for the other. So that came out later down the road when we spent a little bit more on Janelle's wedding than we did Janessa's. So, and Janessa also studied abroad in Italy. So I, in my mind, had everything on a little spreadsheet. I'm a little nerdy and weird that way, but I did that and it worked. So, you know, that's how I balanced everything out evenly. It just has to be fair, in my opinion.
Yeah. She's good at that.
Sort of.
Yeah. Okay. So Janelle and I also, my sister and I put together these questions.
And they were a surprise, by the way.
Yeah. So
this is all impromptu, which I hate.
She does.
I hate it. I hate surprises. Number one, don't surprise me with a surprise party or like these questions because I have no idea what they are. But anyways.
Told her they're not going to be anything crazy or wild, or I'm not going to make her tell us some wild secret that she's never told anybody. But she has not prepared. Mm-hmm. We came up with these questions and she doesn't know what I'm going to ask her. So I always do this to her. Was it your 50th birthday that I did the surprise party?
No, it was 60th. It was a 60th. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they surprised me. And I didn't honestly know until I got there and I heard people in the other room and I'm like, we went to this hotel.
Oh, there was that. Well, we did your 50th too for the limo.
Oh, yeah, we did the 50th. We did the limo. I kind of had a feeling something was happening then, but I had no idea for my 60th until I walked down the hall at this hotel. I thought we were just going out to lunch and it was super fun, but still, I don't like surprises.
Yeah. And my dad and I always do that. So, okay, so let's move on from that. Okay, well, you kind of touched on this, but we want to know how you managed everything as a working mom. So my mom worked full-time, so did my dad. Then they owned businesses. At one point had rental properties. And how you also managed to bleach the floors every weekend, was it? With the toothbrush? grout?
Well, I actually... I wasn't that anal at our second home. I was more, I had a cleaning person come in because when we moved there, I was like, oh, I need help with this. But I actually would just keep a list of things I needed to do. And it was, as the girls got older, because I went back to work when they were both 3 months. This is such a boring conversation, I think, but whatever. I went back to work when they were 3 months old and, as they got older, and Janessa was away at college, and Janelle was, you know, in, I think, junior high or high school at that time, we bought some businesses. And that was a little bit easier because they were actually busy with their own activities, and one was away in college, Janessa was away. So we were able to do that. It worked out fine for us, but it was still a challenge because I had a full-time job, plus we had this business on the side, so... That was a little bit of a challenge. I'm not going to lie on that one, but it worked.
Yeah. And so my sister's very similar to my mom, where she will make like a checklist and check things off. She likes that. I hate that. I hate routine. I will do that. I'm very different in my work life than I am in my personal life. I feel like I'm much more organized in my work life. I have checklists, although I might have a lot of checklists kind of all over the place. There's still more organization than there is in my personal life. I just don't like those rules and the structure of it. That's my challenge.
And I think for me, I always have to have goals. I have my personal goals. I have my business goals. And I used to have this little list in my purse, kind of weird, before they had notes and you had iPhones. And I'd have my
little... It was a little like a piece of paper folded up in her wallet.
Yeah. And it had all these goals that I was going to accomplish in the next 10 years or whatever. And, you know, kind of boring, but, you know, it works. It works. Now I have things in my notes in my iPhone, so I still have it.
Yeah. I don't think that's boring. I think that's smart.
It helps. I mean, you can look back on it and just, you know, see if you might not have made the goals and you may have hit the goals. It just depends. And personal and business, I think that's important.
Yeah, I have more for my mom's making funny faces. I have more for I do have them. I just, as a parent, it's hard to parent kids too when you don't like rules yourself. So, you know, anyways, let's get on to some more fun questions that I think, well, okay, these are fun. Janelle and I want to know, what are your favorite and your least favorite vacations we ever took and why? We think we know, but we don't know 100%. Okay, start with favorite.
Favorite vacation.
As a family.
As a family, I loved going to Laguna Beach.
Yeah.
That was my favorite family. We would do 4th of July down there with our whole family, mom, mom, and dad, my sister, her husband, both my sisters and their husbands. We would go, they would come down and all the cousins would play. That was my favorite.
Yeah.
My least favorite, I'm trying to think. What? Give me a hint. What do you think it is?
Anything to do with camping?
Oh, yeah. Hello. Gosh. Wake up. I was going to say Yosemite. I love Yosemite. It's gorgeous there, and it was my husband's favorite place to go, but I cannot stand camping. I'm just going to be honest. I can't stand my feet to be dirty. I can't stand going, ugh. I just want to take a shower and go home. But I love the smell. If you can go out there and sit by the campfire and then go to a hotel and get all cleaned up in a cozy bed with clean sheets and lotion on your feet and all cozy, yeah.
Because our dad, he loved to camp, but his was like roughing camping. Like, we don't know if there's going to be enough snacks for everybody to eat, but we'll go for a hike and that'll be fun. We might run out of water. We're going to have a tent. We might not have enough sleeping bags. But we'll figure that part out.
Yeah. And his hikes would be like, okay, you want to go on a hike?
It'll be a quick hike.
Like,
yeah.
It's a quick hike. Honestly, it's a quick hike. And it's like, oh my God, everyone's rolling their eyes. Like, okay, this is going to be like a 10-mile hike, no water. And it's just, everyone's going to be irritated when they get back. It's like, no, I don't want to do that. You know? So then the big argument starts. Oh, you never want to go hiking. You don't want to do that. So, but
yeah.
Anyways. Yeah.
Well, he did. It was two totally different things, but we figured that camping is probably your least favorite.
He loved the mountains. He loved the mountains. I loved the beach. So we compromised basically. Yeah. So
those are both. I mean, for me, I loved both of those, but I love camping. I don't love tent camping though.
No. And you guys, they just bought a new fifth wheel, which is amazing. And it's gorgeous and it's nice. And you really feel like it's a house. So I never really experienced that. We rented motorhomes 1 year, went to Yosemite. We pulled in. We're probably the only motorhome in there. Everyone had, you know, camper type things. And, you know, we turned on the generator, had the hair dryers going and all that. And we had got some dirty looks, which I kind of get, but that's my type of camping.
Yeah, I like that camping.
That's glamping for me, but, you know, not in Yosemite, I guess.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
We kind of touched on this one already. So, like, the grandchildren's personalities.
Oh, yes, completely. All different. All different.
Janelle wanted you to describe what you think each grandchild is like.
I just kind of said that. I think Gianna gets really emotional sometimes, and I think a lot of times it's because she's tired, but she's super thoughtful. Super thoughtful. She has, you know, she always remembers people's birthday. She wants to make sure, you know, she makes them a little gift or... Aston is, he's the class clown. He's going to be the class clown. He'll be that kid that they get calls from all the time because he's trying to make everyone laugh, but he's super funny. Lately, he's been a little bit of a bully, but, you know, and I think he does that to be funny sometimes, to get attention. And then I think Saxon is like, he's a little lover. He just loves to be snuggly and cuddly and, I think he's going to be, you know, a super nice husband, super thoughtful. He gets a little whiny, and he's one of those ones that once he's made up his mind he's not going or not doing it, he's not doing it.
Yeah.
So there's no, you know, convincing him otherwise. He's just going to have a meltdown. But they're super, they all have their own little person. And no, I don't have a favorite, Janelle. I don't have a favorite. They all, just like your kids, you don't have a favorite. You like different things about them and you don't like different things about them.
Yeah.
No favorites.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was good. Okay. What's the craziest thing you've ever done?
craziest thing I've ever done. Oh my goodness.
It doesn't have to be crazy in someone else's eyes. Something that you've done that made you feel uncomfortable.
What I've done or felt when I was out in of high control. School.
Yeah.
When I was high school, nothing lately because I want to be so in control. In high school, my friends and I went on a motorcycle ride. Well, we used to ride on motorcycles with our boyfriends or whatever. And we would go across the street. And for those of you that live in California, there's a street called Sierra Madre in Glendora. And it's it has a big dip. And so we would go across it, down it, and with the big dip. And the guys would pop a wheelie. And we'd see if we could, like, our hair would touch the asphalt.
Oh, my God, Mom. That's crazy. Are you kidding me?
Nobody really knows that but my friend Christy and a couple others. But
now everybody
knows.
Yeah,
now everyone knows. You know, we used to do that. And it's like, I think back on them, like, oh, my gosh. And back then, you didn't wear a helmet.
No.
And they would have their Harleys. This would be their Harleys, you know, because we thought the guys were so cool that had Harleys. So there you go.
How old were you when you did this?
Probably 17. It was a high school.
Yeah.
So I was a little bit wild in high school, probably like Janessa. So but after high school I became kind of like, you know, prim and proper, and no one knew about that stuff. So
that's so crazy. Okay, so did Dad know about that?
No, he didn't know.
That is crazy. So, Janelle's gonna be like,
yeah,
wow.
And my friend Christy knows all about it. My friend Sharon, Susie, well, Susie probably doesn't remember because she was always drinking. And we were drinking, by the way, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we would drink and drive then. Stupid.
I think about that too.
My friend Christy and I were talking about that the other day. Like, gosh, everyone's so smart now. There's a designated driver, and someone has someone that drives for them. We didn't do that. We'd drive, and then, like, it'd be so funny. We'd sit on, like, we'd go through, run through stop signs, do these crazy, stupid things. It's like, wow, we were just lucky to be alive.
I thought about that. Katie Krupp and I used to do that all the time, too, on my red Honda Civic.
Oh, yeah. Didn't surprise me.
I remember we had this conversation, like, right before we moved here about how we, oh, my God, I can't even remember. We were at a stoplight one time, and I remember, like, you know, you're blinking your eyes because mm-hmm. they're so blurry.
Yeah.
Ugh. And then, you know, you wake up, and you're thinking, where did I park my car? How did I get home? How did I get my car in the garage?
And then we think, like my sister and I were saying, then we get mad at the kids because of the things they did. But it's like, you don't want to tell them, like, oh, we did these things.
Right.
And, you know, like, you know, back then, it's you would drink the Bad Dog 2020.
Oh,
and
God.
The Colt 45 because it was cheap. And your friend's brother would get it for you. And you're like, oh, yeah, score. We're drinking as fast as you. I hate beer now. I mean, I don't drink beer at all. But back then, you know, you could just see how drunk you could get. It was just see how drunk you can get. It's like crazy.
Well, and I look at people too, like now that they take, when you take shots, I have no desire to take Mm-mm. a shot. Because when I was younger, Mm-mm. in my mind, I would take shots just to get hammered.
Yep.
Now it's like you want to just slowly have cocktails and enjoy your time. The whole goal is not to get hammered.
Nope. It's just right now. It's
sometimes
just
that happens. But
well, you know, like we went to the winery the other day and it's like, five bottles. Janelle said six bottles.
It was five.
Five bottles of wine.
And it was almost 7 hours that we were there, yeah, but still.
Yeah. And then we went home at six, you know, so we were at home by six because they closed at six. And then, you know, I slept until seven the next morning. I don't know. I guess I just passed out.
It was so beautiful, though. It was like the perfect day. We were no kids. It was just us, me, Janelle. It was a good time. It was a good time. But
and I never do that. So, I mean, it's not like I'm a big lush or anything. You know, we've had a lot going on, so
yeah.
So we all needed that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is going to be a funny one. Uh-oh. What's the biggest thing that annoys you? Like the number one thing that either people do or that you can't stand?
I can't stand when people make up excuses for things. Oh, I can't do this. I can't do that. Or I'm late because of this, because of that. Or, oh, I'm so busy. And I'm thinking, really? I've been really busy at a time, and really the saying is you give a busy person something to do and they get it done.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like excuses. I have no patience for excuses. I'm like, oh my God, it almost drives me up a wall.
Yeah.
So what'd you think it was going to be?
No, I
and then I'll elaborate. Maybe it was
like laziness. Like,
I
think everybody in our family, that's like if Alan knows, if he tells me, if that word ever even comes out of his mouth, someone's going to get punched in the mouth.
Yeah. I mean, that's an excuse.
Yeah.
So excuses, it just drives me nuts. It's like, because if you know people that can do a ton of things, it's like, you know that they can, you can do it. Just don't make up excuses.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
That annoys me. And this has annoyed me for traveling for work. It just gets under my skin. I don't know why it drives me crazy so much when the plane lands and the people in the back, everybody thinks they need to stand up before we're even.
Yeah.
Before we're even at the, I'm losing my words here. Like docked, before we could even deplane, we're still pulling up and people are getting their stuff down and they're the back row and you're like in the front row. And I've had people even push, excuse me. And the doors aren't even open. I'm like, okay, everybody sit down. You take your turn. We're not in China. We don't need to get super close to each other. It just drives me nuts.
Well, I used to kind of be one of those persons when I traveled.
Really?
For a few years. Yeah. You know, you've traveled a lot too, but I used to be, because I would do my little carry-on and I'd have my little laptop in there and I'd have my little clothes rolled up for the 3 days, you know, same shoes on my feet that I was going to wear the whole week or whatever during the training. And I'd grab my little thing from the overhead and I'd sit on the side of my seat like I'm ready to go, because I'd have to go, like, I'd either be flying in late or I'd have to go train and I'd be super anxious. So I kind of was that person.
So I wonder if it isn't like an anxiety thing.
It was an anxiety thing, because it was like, you know, you have to get to your next thing. And like sometimes I would be in late and I'd have to drive, you know, in Atlanta, which is my least favorite airport. And I'd have to drive and it'd be a different time zone and then get up the next morning and train. And I'd just be so wound up. But, you know, I was that person.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you on your first one, excuses. That I can't.
Oh,
I just can't.
Annoys the crap out of
me. We all have 24 hours in a day. We've got different tasks, but yeah. I mean, obviously we're Trump supporters and I look at him.
And how old is he?
And he never stopped. Yeah.
I mean, you have to have a life. I mean, I really feel like you have to have a quality of life. And I think that's what drives him. It doesn't drive everybody, because you do have to. I'm all about getting enough sleep, so that's maybe the way I should get so anxious. But I'd have to at least get 8 hours, you know, or 6 to 8 hours. But you know, I feel you have to get sleep.
Well, you do. I mean,
be productive.
The functional medicine doctors will tell you the same thing, and most doctors will tell you the same thing. You have to sleep, but you regenerate your body.
Right. Right.
Okay. So we agree on that. Excuses are for losers. Don't ever give us an excuse.
Yeah. Don't ever give an excuse. Nope.
That's a great way to get under our skin. Okay. So looking back, what would you have chosen as a career or a business? Like if you could look back at your younger self and say, this is what you should do, or this is the direction, this is what you're passionate about. Cause you know, I think as you get older, you kind of figure out what you're the things that you love. Like I love plants. I wouldn't do that as a passion, but that's where I feel the most relaxed, is like when I'm gardening, or as lame as it sounds, pulling weeds. And I know that is not the same for you, but
well, I mean, at one point I thought I would really like to do interior design and stuff, but sorry, Katie, but I feel like I wouldn't be good at that, because I wouldn't be, I don't know that I would be able to deal with all the different people and their changing and all that stuff. I think that would be a little challenging. I'm a really good listener, so I feel like some type of coaching or psychology or something like that, because I really like to help people, and maybe that's why I got in the customer service, like marketing type part of my business. That's how I started, but I think more of, I don't know, I'm a really good listener. So whatever that would be.
Well, you could do so many things with that.
Yeah. So I do enjoy that.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I think you're really good at like interior stuff too.
I like that, but I don't know that I could deal with, here I am sitting saying I'm a good listener, but
there are some really bitchy
people out there, some really bitchy women, no offense, but, and they just don't. This isn't right, that isn't right, and I just give Katie a ton of patience, because I'm sure she's already dealing with that. But I don't think I would have patience for that at all. And I saw one of the interior designers in Laverne go through some of that. You know, I don't like that, I don't like this. It's like, well, what do you freaking like?
Yeah.
So, but I think maybe they're coaching or listening, some type of, you know, job like that, profession. Yeah.
No, I think you'd be good at that. You'd be like a little life coach.
Yeah, like a life coach, probably more like that. Yeah.
She always, you know, tells me to fall in line sometimes when I'm always wanting to do my own thing.
Yeah, yeah. She's kind of all over the board sometimes. It's like, whoa, she's like, man, my brain is spinning right now.
Well, and I hate rules. I've admitted that. So and my mom's very much a rule follower.
I can't function. I mean, I'm the type that honest to God, I worked for 40 years and in the professional industry or whatever, and had our own business for probably 10 years before I retired, 15, something like that. And I never, ever went to work without making my bed. So that's kind of how I am. I've got to have everything in order before I leave. And when I come home, it's kind of get everything in order and then go to bed. So
yeah, I mean, she could literally run circles around my sister and I. She's really. Mom, seriously. She always is dressed and ready to go. It could be 8:00 in the morning. She's put together. My sister and I will be rolling out. We might not even have matching socks on. Our pajamas, well, I don't even know if we would call them pajamas. They're just like thrown mix match, whatever. We might put makeup on. We might not. I don't know.
Well, yeah. I need makeup, so it's I don't want to see me without makeup. But
no, she doesn't.
I learned that a lot from my mom. My mom was super, she's a morning person, so she would always get up in the morning and get things going. I'm not a morning person. I would much rather, you know, sleep in a little bit, and then I'm a night owl, so I'd like to stay up at night and get things done, get everything in order before I go to bed. So, but your day is so much easier when you get up and you get things going before everyone wakes up, and you just are organized, and when you come home, the beds aren't unmade, you feel like you can start dinner, and, you know, that's just me. Everyone's different, so.
Yeah, I know. Well, this making the bed thing, I've seen it. Like there are some people who are, I'm like, I don't even know if they're like inspirational teachers or coaches or, and then you'll have some ex-military that say the same thing because that's the way that they're trained. And then there are people that are like, it doesn't matter. Like you don't have to, there's a whole book on this, on make your bed. I can't remember what it's called, but there's a whole book on make your bed and then you go on along your day. I don't make my bed, neither does my sister.
Okay, so Janessa, when she was younger, Janelle used to make her bed. She did, and when she was younger. But Janessa would, I would write her notes every morning. Please make your bed. Please make your bed. Please make your bed. She never make her bed. So it's like, okay. But, you know, both my girls have strengths and weaknesses. So, I mean, if that's the worst thing, it's like I have to think that's not a bad thing at all. So,
yeah, mine is not organization at all. And it's not remembering people's birthdays or anniversaries or any of that. I have to put that in my phone. If I don't, I won't remember. I do remember your and dad's birthday, and I remember both your phone numbers by heart. But that's about it. My sister's birthday is on Halloween, so how can you mess that one up?
But, I mean, I would say most people do put their everything in their phone right now.
Yeah.
I mean, today.
But, like, Alan, he knows everybody's birthday the time and what you're wearing and where you were your last birthday, what we were doing, who we were with. And
yeah, I'm he's like, good what? At that.
Was I there? Yeah. Show me a picture. Oh, I was. Okay.
But you have your dad's memory there. I mean,
well, I do.
Dad would kind of forget things, and not that he wasn't thoughtful. You're both really thoughtful, but he would forget certain things like that. But, you know, you guys have other strengths. So
yeah, like I'm good at taking care of people. That's my strength.
You're very good at taking care of people.
That's yep. Probably too much. But anyways, okay. So what was your favorite holiday growing up?
Oh, Christmas.
And has it changed as an adult?
Yes. My favorite holiday was Christmas. Growing up, because my mom, she was, well, first of all, we moved here and our family is in Colorado, Denver. So we moved here when we were very young. We moved to Salt Lake. My dad was transferred there and then he was transferred 2 years later to California. And my mom she always would go all out for Christmas. I mean, even when the kids, you know, when we were younger, when they built a house in Diamond Bar, she went all out for the grandkids and she just did everything. And then when my mom passed away, in 2015, things kind of changed. It wasn't as, you know, the same. But I think right now, my favorite holiday is Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And it's because it's become a tradition where Janessa does all the cooking. My nephew contributes a lot as well. And then I do all the setting up and decorating, and that's kind of my sister and I like doing that kind of stuff. She does Easter and whatever, but I like Thanksgiving a lot, and the whole family comes. It's fun. It's just a very fun holiday, you know. That's my favorite.
Yeah, and now. I can't remember what she told me. Hers is Christmas, but she gave me two reasons why. There were two things that she loved, and it was around food. So my sister loves mm-hmm. food. And it was around the things that she eats at Christmas. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, okay. I don't know what it would be. Cause
they're like very specific memories. For me, mine's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Because I love the cooking and like the whole sitting down and the gathering and everybody talking and the wine and, you know, all of that. I feel like Christmas, there's so much pressure to give people gifts, and everything is revolved around the gifts and what did I get. And
it's really not about the gifts. It's about,
right. You
know, it's a lot more than about that. It's about Jesus, really. So, I mean, everyone gets caught up in, oh, how many gifts am I getting? What did I get in my stocking? What did this? That's not really what Christmas is about. But, you know, I like Thanksgiving. I like the whole setting up the table and getting, I like everything pretty and nice and clean. This is the first year, last year was the first year we did those plates that look like they're china. I mean, it actually was really easy, but it's still, I like having out the, you know, full-blown real dishes and all that. I just think you do that once a year, you should. My mom was that way too, so I like that part of it, the fancy dancy stuff.
Yeah.
Crickets.
Okay,
crickets.
So I feel like I asked this question, but okay, if you could tell your younger self one thing to either do differently or to be more aware of, what would it be?
My younger self, I would probably say, probably live a little bit more. Don't be so, uptight about everything as you go through life. Just be more relaxed.
And like have experiences.
Yeah, I'll probably have more experiences. I think there was a lot of things that we did very routine, and I didn't have a lot. We did a lot, don't get me wrong. We had a lot of fun vacations, but there weren't a lot of experiences, you know, and that costs money. I mean, that's, you know, my parents were very frugal and for good reasons. My dad still is. My mom, you know, he's very frugal. He doesn't need to be frugal, but he is. And there's probably some experiences that we didn't do, which we should have done. We always did vacations, a couple of vacations, but you know, they were go to the river, like Mojave on a houseboat. They were, you know, we always went to June Mountain and skiing. Don't get me wrong. It was a lot of fun, but there weren't a lot of experiences.
Yeah.
Traveling, going different places, you know. So you need to do that, I would say, because things can happen and then you don't have those experiences or don't have anyone to, you know, enjoy those experiences with.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I think the same thing.
Yeah. That's something I would do different.
Well, and I would tell my, I mean, I still don't know, like, what is my dream mm-hmm. business to have? What would be my dream? If someone asked me that, I would like, I don't know. I have no clue. I don't know. If someone said you can get paid to do anything that you want, what would that be?
Yeah, I wouldn't know the answer to that either. I'd have to really think about that one as well.
Yeah, because I would say, I'd tell my younger self to just follow what you're passionate about. Don't worry about money. That always will come.
Yep.
And if you're passionate about something, you can make money doing it. I mean, like Katie and I were talking about these. No, I was talking to my neighbor, Sarah. We were talking about these people on YouTube who open up like toys, and these kids love watching these YouTube kid videos of these adults like, ooh, what is this? This is an LOL surprise package. What are we going to get in here? And then they open it and they show the whole little thing. Thousands and thousands of people follow them and watch these stupid ass videos.
Well, and I think a lot of times people are super afraid of failure. And I mean, all the people that have been successful, majority have failed over and over.
Yeah.
And they've been bankrupt or whatever. And it's like, oh God, you know, that couldn't happen to me. I wouldn't do that. I'm just too controlling. I couldn't do that. So, you know, but that's how these people succeed. They try something, it doesn't work. They try again. They'd never get beat down, basically. They always pop back up. I don't know if I could do that, but.
I think you could. Yeah. I've seen you go through a lot of shit. Pretty sure
lately,
you could.
Yeah, probably could.
You'd probably be ahead of everybody.
But I'm kind of old, gray in the way, so I'm like, I don't have all, you know. Anyways.
Not really. If you saw my mom, you know my mom, you know she's lying. Yeah, I feel the same. I think the fear is just kind of like a natural thing for people, right? It's human nature. And when you have kids, if you think about, if you just tell your younger self, just do it. Just do it before you have kids. Just do it before you're married. Because when you get married, it's harder to do it. Now you have someone else that's relying on you. And then you have kids. Now you have more people relying on you. And you are less likely to take a risk. You know what I mean? It just has to be a very calculated risk. And
well, there's something said about getting married later in life, mm-hmm. because you do those experiences before, and you don't wait. You don't get married. In my day, you got married. You had kids. It wasn't like you got married right out of high school, but you got married pretty close to out of high school, you know, college or whatever. And nowadays, everyone goes to college. They do their experiences. You know, they experience things, and then they get married, and then they have kids. Yeah. So, and then another thing I think that the younger, your generation, I should say, is doing is they're, even when they have kids, they're doing experiences, and they're doing things that they didn't do when they were younger, and they're not all caught up in fixing up their house. And in my day, we were so focused on getting your house done and getting it all decorated, and then you lose, like, there's so many things you could have done with your kids that you didn't do that now they're older and, you know, it's not ever too late, but it's just not the same, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we had great vacations. I don't feel like I ever missed out. There's not anything that.
Well, yeah, we did, but they were very structured, kind of like the way I grew up. And, you know, we would go to Laguna Beach, which is gorgeous, on 4th of July. We'd go to Havasu. You know, during the later part of the summer. And, you know, we'd do things over spring break, and we'd go skiing, water or snow skiing. But there's probably other things we could have done, too, instead of that was very structured, I guess.
Yeah.
So.
Which we're kind of trying to, like,
they're doing it different.
With the fifth wheel, yeah.
Yeah, you and Janelle are doing things more, you know, a little bit different.
Yeah. Well, and I learned that too when I lived in Italy. I feel like there's so much lost when you don't explore, like everybody who isn't leaving California. I mean, I don't want to go back into this whole pandemic thing, but
we're going to stay positive, okay?
Yeah, we're going to have fun with this. But, you know, if you stay in your own little bubble, you never know what real life is.
No, no. And that's true. And that's kind of the way I grew up. I had a great upbringing, but I grew up in Glendora, California, little tiny towns, probably a little bit same size as Laverne. But I honestly was in this little Glendora bubble where I just thought everything was just so. And then we would go, you know, on our little vacations. I never really branched out. I didn't study abroad. I didn't, you know, I just didn't do any of that stuff. So I had kind of a sheltered life. And it wasn't a bad life, don't get me wrong. It just was very sheltered. So that's something that, you know, I would have liked to change a little bit.
Then you have a daughter.
My younger self, I guess.
Does these surprise things.
Yes, exactly. Which is okay. You know, it's all right.
Yeah.
Everyone's different.
Heard that. Okay. This is just a random question. What's your favorite flower and why?
Oh, I love roses.
Yeah.
I just do. I know you don't like roses.
I don't not like them. They're just not my... I just feel like there's so much hype around them. They are pretty. But.
Well, I mean, I know you like the stargazer lilies, and those are gorgeous. But I just think roses, because there's so many different colors, and they smell good, I guess. And I love things that smell good.
Yeah, I like things that smell like shit. So
I was gonna say something. I'm like, okay, I get our own.
I do like roses. I think.
No, you said you didn't like them. You said you hate roses.
No, I don't hate them. That's a very harsh word. I just, like, if someone were to give me roses as a potted, not a potted, like a vase of roses, it'd be super sweet, but it's probably like my least favorite thing.
Yeah.
I like the wildflowers.
Yeah. You like lilies. You're more like lilies, all, you know, those wild ones.
Yeah, all the things that are really hard to find.
And my younger daughter, Janelle, she don't ever give her flowers, especially, you know, her husband, because she thinks that he might have done something wrong. I think something.
She's a Scorpio that tells you anything.
I think from her past, a boyfriend in the past did something, gave her flowers to make up for it. And she said, don't ever give me flowers, to her husband. So it has nothing to do with Nick. I think it's her past, you know, haunting her or something.
Yeah.
So.
Definitely. Okay. This was really hard for me to think of my own personal thing, but what would be a perfect day to you? Like if someone said, I'm going to pay for anything you want to do, and it doesn't matter if you want to be here in, you know, California, lay on the beach in the morning, and then you want to fly to, I don't know, Puerto Rico and zip line. That's not something you do.
Oh, yeah. Well, wouldn't be me, but.
You know, like you could go anywhere in 24 hours.
Oh, my God. Mine's so boring, though, because I love the beach. I don't like the beach when it's cloudy and foggy, but I love the Montage in Laguna Beach. I would love to go. I would probably like to try some of the other Montages, because I think there's one in.
They're all over.
There's a new one in, is it Utah? No.
Anyways,
there's one there. I would like to go to the different locations. I mean, you said
it is.
Day,
it's like Deer Lodge or Deer Creek.
Deer Creek.
Yeah, that's
Deer
in
Creek?
Utah. Deer something.
I would like to try another Montage and go there and do the massage and the whole bit, you know, like a 90-minute massage and just be wined and dined and all that. That would be my ideal day.
Yeah.
Just somewhere, you know, like resort-ish that's very nice, not just, you know, an average resort.
Yeah, like really high
for me,
end.
Not zip lining, not, you know, feed the sharks or any of that. Go in a cage with the sharks. Nope, that does nothing for me, but it makes me anxious.
Really?
But I've done zip lining. We did it on our Caribbean.
Yeah.
With my sister and some other good friends, and I thought it was fun. But would I want to do that? Is no. I like more relaxed things.
Yeah, and I would like to do. I'd like to wake up, get a really long massage, and then go adventure. I am not feeding the sharks. You can't pay me $1 million to get in that tank with the shark. I would not do that.
So let me back up a little bit. I would like to do the Montage, but they have this new company that they're partnering up with that has private planes that they fly, I guess, to and from the different Montages. I think you can rent it. I think you can rent it. I think it's like $30,000 for the day or something. But you can do that. Not that I have the money to do that. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying if I got my wish or whatever, I would like to do that on a private plane.
Yeah.
And just go somewhere really fun.
Yeah, that would be.
For the day.
You can go to the different ones, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They have them outside of the U.S., don't they? Don't they have one in Mexico?
Dude, they do have one in Mexico, but I'm not going outside the U.S. But other than that, not now.
Well, now, no, sure. Definitely.
But yeah, that. Yeah, I actually called and asked him about it because I was just pretending I was like the Kardashians or something for the day. So I thought, well, maybe I could do this. I'm just joking.
Did you really call him?
I did call him.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
I did call him. That's how I got the price. I was like, oh, okay. I said, well, do you have to wear masks? And they said, no, you have a pilot and you... You know, you rent it for the day and that's what they charge. And they, you know, I think that pays for the fuel or whatever. I think you can 10 people or whatever on this plane. It's not.
Oh, wait, I have so many questions now.
10 or 20 people. I can't remember. But what?
So how many places can you go to?
Well, they said they gave me a price from here to New York. So I think it depends on where you go.
Okay.
Because of the fuel. I didn't ask them anymore because I was like, I was like laughing inside thinking, I can't do this. I'm acting like I'm a big high roller.
Well,
I'm
I like the reason. But if we all pitch in.
I was thinking if you had something really special, like you had a parent 50th anniversary or a 50th birthday.
Yeah.
And a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Chipped in.
Yeah.
I was telling my sister it was X amount a person or whatever and whatever.
Well, I'm curious. How much is it a person?
If
you go from California to New York?
It was $30,000.
Per person?
No, total. Total. So if you calculate, I think there was 20 people that I can't remember. And I can't remember this name. But if you go onto the Montage website or go on Instagram and look up Montage, it'll show you who they partner up with. I can't remember the name of the company.
And that's not including a stay, or is it including stay?
Oh, no. It's that's just for the plane.
Got it.
That's just the plane flight.
Oh my gosh. So you could go from one montage to the other and then stay. And then would it be including the return flight?
It's to and from. To and from. So, and I don't know how they do that because I asked them, what airports do you go to? They go to the main airports like JFK. Yeah. And I think I even asked them about Boise and they said yes. So, and I think I said, do you fly out of LAX or just out of LAX or do you go out? They go, we go out of Ontario, which is kind of, you know, ghetto, but, you know,
yeah,
but they do.
It's a smaller airport. It's way easier to navigate.
It's an international
LAX
airport.
Sucks.
Yeah. But it's, and it doesn't feel international Ontario. So,
no.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, it was pretty neat to think if that would be something that, like, that would be kind of a life, you know, something you would never do probably ever again. I mean, just the average person.
I mean, that would be so freaking cool.
It would
cool.
be neat for a neat, really neat
maybe for your
birthday.
70th?
Yeah, maybe birthday? My 70th, which is not too far away now.
Well, we better start
almost
saving.
4 years. Well, no, I'm making myself older. 5.
We've got time.
4 and 5 years. Yeah.
I mean, things may change. Who knows? We may not even be here.
Yeah, who knows? Whatever.
We're just over here daydreaming.
I just have to get to Idaho.
Yeah.
Idaho, you the hoe. Oh, wait. Idaho?
Okay, so what? Let me just check our time here.
I don't want to be dragging. Good. It seems kind of boring.
No, it's listening. So fun. I'm sure Katie's excited. Janelle for sure wants to hear this. Okay, so this is my last question so far. I might come up with another one. But what would be the worst torture for you?
The worst torture?
Like, what would be the worst thing anybody could ever do to you? Whether it's, like, inflicting pain or...
Okay, so this is probably for physical, being able to, like, walk around, talk. I mean, just because of what I saw my husband go through, it's like not being able to walk around and kind of get around that. Physically would just, like, I can see where people, honestly, when that happens, they just kind of, like, you know,
yeah,
go, you know, it's, I don't know, just doesn't work out anymore. But to me, that's torture.
Yeah.
Not being able to,
well, because this woman doesn't stop
to walk.
Her,
I mean, honestly,
like,
you guys, it's like, seriously, it's like, I think when you, I just thought when he was in the wheelchair, when he went from, you know, just kind of scooting around a little bit, walking, and then went to the wheelchair, I'm thinking, you know, even... You don't realize how much you get up and you just to go to the bathroom or to get up to get something in the kitchen, or you just kind of take it for granted, and talking too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he wasn't able to talk. I don't want to be Debbie Downer on this, but he wasn't able to talk toward the end. And I'm thinking, oh my God, that's just like, you know, I guess you could write, but if you're weak, but I'm more thinking about walking. I mean, we don't realize how lucky we are just to be able to walk and talk, honestly.
Yeah.
And that's what I learned. I mean, if you think of any positive that came out, that's the things you learn.
Yeah, so you
when
just
you
keep
have
moving.
A sick, yeah, when you have a sick, you know, husband or spouse or even like a parent, I mean, you just see that and it's just like, but that would be torture for me. I mean.
Yeah, no, I definitely think so. But I thought like if you put me in a box with a bunch of spiders.
Oh, yeah, so she sees like a little tiny like, spider, it's like she jumps almost on the chair. It's like, come on.
Like fear factor, you know, like if you put a box and then you close it and you dump a bunch of spiders in there, oh, I would have a full-on heart attack. I just
well, that would be scary. But when she sees a little spider, like a daddy long leg, like it's like, oh my gosh, it's like, seriously, that's a freaking spider, just smash it.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do that. Well, also, like the whole cage with the shark thing, that again, that. I would have a heart attack with that.
Yeah.
I'll jump out of a plane.
I could do a cage and a shark as long as the cage is shut.
Oh, it gives me so much anxiety.
Really? I mean, yes. I don't, not that I want to do that. That's not my top thing that I would do. That sounds not relaxing. But if someone said, oh, would you want to be in a box with spiders versus a cage with sharks? I'd do cage with sharks. I'm not a freak out with spiders, but.
That sounds so gross, though.
Yeah, but.
Ugh.
So, how about rattlesnakes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, my mom got, oh, my God. This woman needs to write a book. She got bit by a rattlesnake when my dad was really sick. And he all of a sudden got this crazy, like, burst of energy because it's like fight or flight, right? And so, this woman gets in the car and drives herself to the hospital. and pulls up to the emergency room. We later talked to someone because there was another rattlesnake at their house after my dad passed away that my cousin almost ran into. And the guy, pet animal control, came out and was like, "Wait, you got bit by a rattlesnake? We medevac people out to the hospital. You drove yourself to the hospital?" Yeah, and she just drove herself to the hospital. I mean, just pictures, her legs like purple and fluffy and big. And they gave her medication and she couldn't breathe because she also has asthma. And no big deal. My sister and I were in a cabin with the families up 4th of July weekend. And our dad did you send me the picture?
I sent you a picture, yeah.
And we were like, "Wait, hold on, what the hell?" And so my sister and I are panicking. We call our dad. He never answers his damn phone. So then we're calling our aunt, and she's like, "Yeah, your mom got, she's fine. She got bit by a rattlesnake. She's fine." I'm like, so nothing about that is fine at all. Yeah.
Well, luckily they had the anti-venom or whatever that they gave me, which was great. So I went, they have it there because we're close to the hills. So that worked out fine. But honestly, it was pretty quick. I could feel it going up my leg and then my mouth getting tingly numb. And they worked really quick in there. Because I guess a couple weeks before that, a younger teenager had come in and they didn't react so quick. And they sent him to another hospital and he lost his leg. They told me that when I was in there. I was like, "Oh dear, no wonder they're moving pretty quick right now." But, you know, it all worked out and it was fine.
Yeah, oh, it was fine.
It was a baby snake. It was a baby.
Well, that's
rattler.
Even worse.
Yeah.
Because they don't know how to retract their fangs.
Yeah, they don't. I stepped back on it almost. So, anyways, it worked out. I'm alive.
Oh, my God. I just, she has like 9 lives. Oh, is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
No, this has been fun, actually.
We came up with some good questions, right? They weren't anything crazy.
Hopefully we didn't bore everyone, except for that motorcycle one.
That's
popping those
so
wheelies
crazy.
Going over that Sierra Madre with a big bump.
Yeah, and I...
yeah, seeing if our hair could touch the asphalt.
That's just...
Just dumb. Don't do it.
Well, it really is.
Yeah,
but
don't do it.
When you're a teenager, you think you're invincible.
Stupid. Exactly.
Yeah. I never did, but...
Yeah, no, she never did anything.
Mm-mm.
Never snuck out, never...
No.
Nope. Nope.
Never did anything like that at all. So, yeah, I think that we're going to wrap it up there, but if you guys, again, if you have any ideas or things that you want us to talk about, Katie will be back on the next one. She's just recovering from being sick, and no, it wasn't COVID. She just wasn't feeling good. So, you can go on to our Instagram, follow us on Say What Podcast, and like, subscribe on Apple, Spotify, wherever you're listening to us, and shoot us some ideas. All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
That's it. All right, time's up, people. Hope you enjoyed yourselves as much as we did.
Yeah, and come find us on social media, on Instagram, Say What Podcast 2021. Give us a follow. If you have questions or topics you want us to cover, you can slide that right into our DM.
Slide it in like butter, baby.
And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, leave us a review.
Cheers.